Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's sermon, Cracked Pots and Earthen Vessels? Especially finding our text in 2 Corinthians 4, which reads, But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. I invite you to follow the sermon outline given to you in your handout as we consider our theme, Cracked Pots and Earthen Vessels. So let me ask you, George, let me ask you, Judy, let me ask you, Christina, how does it feel to be called a cracked pot? To be called, and this question is for all of us, how does it feel this morning to be called a cracked pot? To be called a cracked pot or an earthen vessel means we are ordinary, we are plain, we're nothing special. St. Paul says much the same thing in 1 Corinthians 1:26. Paul said, Consider your calling, brethren. There were not many of you wise, not many of you mighty, not many of you noble. The truth is, my friends, we are not wise or mighty or noble. So often we are foolish and we're weak and we're sinful and we're less than noble. We're by very nature, because of our sins, cracked and chipped. We're not the person God made us to be. What do you see when you look in a mirror? When I look in a mirror, let me tell you, I see a cracked pot, an earthen vessel. And if you look in a mirror and if you don't see a cracked pot, then you need a new mirror. But God calls us cracked pots and earthen vessels to carry his treasure to the world. Paul says in our text, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We are the vessels. What's the treasure? 2 Corinthians 4 says this, For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, always carrying about in our body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Simply stated, Paul says, we carry about in us, by our words, by our deeds, by our daily lives, Jesus, God's treasure for the world. If you glance at your sermon outline, we're going to learn about that treasure this morning. Let's take a look at the treasure. First of all, in the birth and earthly life of Jesus, we discover the treasure that God is with us. In Matthew 1:23, the angel said to Joseph and Mary, the virgin will conceive and will bear a son, and you will give him the name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. In Hosea 11, verse 9, God himself says, I am the Holy One in your midst. Almighty God in the babe of Bethlehem came to us in his weakness. What could be weaker than a newborn baby? In just a month from right now, you see me jumping up and down? In just a month from right now, Abigail is going to give birth to our third grandchild. We don't know if it's a boy or it's a girl. We're happy either way. But whenever we communicate to Abigail, I say, you should name him George Herman. And I said, don't you know that Babe Ruth's real first name was George Herman Ruth? It's true, Don Wallace, it really was. What could be more helpless, though? We can't wait to get to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and hold that little baby in our arms. I'm going to preach that service, baptize our grandchildren, and Beverly, don't look at me when I do it, or I'm going to start crying. Ah, geez, you're right. I will. Almighty God, in the babe of Bethlehem came to us, what could be weaker than a newborn baby? Jesus became an earthen vessel alongside of us. He knows your every weakness. He knows your every crack, your every chip, and he loves you still. The first part of the treasure we bear to the world is God is with us and he gets it. In the death of Jesus, we see that God is not just with us, God is for us. In Philippians 2, we read, Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, made in the likeness of men, humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. Almighty God, in the person of Jesus Christ, went to a shameful death on the cross. As an earthen vessel, he was broken for you as he bore your sins and mine and the sins of the world, and there he paid for the sins of the world. On that cross, are you listening this morning? On that cross of Calvary, he paid for every one of your sins. And yes, even that sin that continues to haunt you today has been paid for. And it's forgiven. In the resurrection of Jesus, we see that God is in us. God is with us. God is for us. But God is also in us. Our little children are better theologians than we give them credit for, because often when I ask them, where does Jesus live? They say, Jesus lives in my heart. St. Paul, the great theologian of the scripture, says the same thing in Colossians chapter 1. He says, Christ is in you, the hope of glory. And he says in Galatians 2, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The good news of today's message is this, my friends. You may be just an earthen vessel, but God has a use for cracked pots. God put his treasure in you and me, in earthen vessels. We carry the love of Christ to the world. Again, listen to our text. Paul says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves. If you look at your sermon outline, we're going to look at three parts of an earthen vessel. An earthen vessel is fragile, it's fallible, and it's functional. First of all, an earthen vessel is fragile. God did not put the treasure in a crush-proof box. Angels don't stub their toes. Plastic dashboard saints don't break when they fall. But God chose us, to carry his treasure to the world. We earthen vessels, we cracked pots. And when we less than perfect vessels, like the cup with cracks in it, when we less than perfect vessels share the treasure of Christ with other fragile and beat up people, God can demonstrate his love and power. And you know what? The old cracked pot, St. Paul, said this very thing in 2 Corinthians 12. It was last Sunday's sermon text. Paul says, and God has said to me, says St. Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. Paul says, therefore, I'll boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. For Paul says, when I'm weak, then I'm really strong. Earthen vessel is fragile, but notice, earthen vessel is also fallible. This might be a surprise to some of you, and you know who I'm talking to you. But from time to time, you will mess up. So will I. Oh Lord, so have I. We will all spill or leak because we're all cracked pots. But the wonder of God's grace is that we continue to be the vessels that God uses to carry his treasure. An earthen vessel is functional. It's functional because it has a purpose. It has a job. Our calling today is simply to be fillable, to come to this place and to be willing to have God fill us so we can faithfully carry and pour out the treasure of Jesus to others. That's one of the reasons you come here Sunday after Sunday. So that here you're filled with God's love and forgiveness and mercy by the preaching of his word, by the sharing of the supper, by the receiving of baptism, so that you can take it from here and pour it into the lives of others, cracked and chipped pots. My friends, that's how the church grows. Our joy is found in being the earthen vessels that God made us to be. We are God's number one choice. Can you imagine God addressing the angels and saying, "Angels, you just won't do. I need fragile, fallible, functional vessels. They can best carry the treasure. They can best share the treasure with other earthen vessels." Thanks be to God, He chooses Clark Kent, not Superman. Now, some of you may remember the superhero Superman from comic book and cartoon and movie fame. You remember Superman? Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Could leap tall buildings with a single bound. That's how all the Superman stories started. But then was Superman's alter ego, Clark Kent. Clark Kent was shy, bumbling, awkward, and wore thick Coke bottle eyeglasses. The good news is God chooses us Clark Kents to carry His treasure to others. And the treasure that we carry and we pour out to others is the hope that all people have in Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3, verse 15 says this. Listen carefully to this verse. "Always be ready to give an account to everyone who asks you for the hope that is within you, and give it with gentleness and reverence." Now, what will this look like in real life situations, sharing God's treasure with others? Look at your outline. I've chosen just three examples today. Let's first of all talk about abortion. Abortion. If I were a young woman and had only heard condemnation from Christians on the issue of abortion, would I want to learn anything else about Jesus Christ? Now, God help us to be against the murder called abortion. But God help us even more to love and to support people who are contemplating it or living with the guilt of it. We need to be for people who are facing or who have faced this reality. The hope in Christ that we bear could prevent this awful choice. The love in Christ we bear could help heal the guilt. It's one thing for the church to be against something. It's another thing to be for the people who are going through it. Let's talk about this next topic, homosexuality. If I were a person struggling with homosexual feelings and had only my whole life heard condemnation from Christians, would I want to learn more about Jesus Christ? Now, God help us not to agree with homosexual behavior, but God help us even more to care for the person, to pour out for them forgiveness, hope, and love, and friendship. In the name of Christ. If I haven't touched any of you so far, let's talk about marital problems, divorce, and wayward children. If you were dying emotionally from the pain of marital problems or divorce, or for children who have gone astray, would you be helped by the condemnation or advice of Christians, or would you be thirsting for someone to pour out to you hope and support in Jesus' name? God is calling each of us to be cracked pots and earthen vessels, to gently and reverently carry His love and hope and forgiveness, which is the treasure in Christ. Let me end this story, this sermon, with one final story of how I learned this lesson in a very life-changing way back in the prehistoric ages when I was a seminary student in St. Louis, Missouri. So we're talking, this event was 1977. I was enrolled in a special class in seminary. experiencing ministry in the inner city ghetto of North St. Louis, Missouri. After a brief introduction to the area by a worker in Lutheran Social Services, I went with him into the neighborhood of some very destitute people. These people were living in a poverty of which I had never seen before. And some of the poverty was due to the rampant prejudice in the southern part of the USA toward black people. I was assigned to go into the rundown apartment of a single mother who, out of desperation to feed her baby child, was selling herself as a prostitute on the streets of North St. Louis. My assignment was to share the Christian faith with her. When I knocked on the door of her apartment, I noticed the mess. Cast-off milk cartons, empty disposable baby diaper boxes. And she asked me, literally, she asked me, "What the hell do you want?" When I meekly said, I want to tell you about the love of Jesus, she swung the door open, began cursing at me all the way down the hallway and outside. So I sat on the curb with the social worker who was waiting for me there. His name was Otis. And soon Otis would become a lifelong friend. We discussed what had happened. And Otis brought up the words of the 1 Peter 3 text I just read to you. Listen to them again. Always be ready to share the hope that is in you to everyone who asks you. That was it. She didn't ask. I didn't give her the chance. I wasn't concerned with her needs. I was concerned with my agenda. So I knew what I had to do. I made a quick trip to the grocery store nearby and went back to her apartment. I brought a big box of disposable baby diapers and a gallon of milk. I had planned simply to apologize and leave them and then go on my way. But she invited me in. She thanked me for the supplies. I got to hold this precious little newborn baby. The young mother then told me her story. She wanted to get out of her current lifestyle. She wanted to find a safer place to live. And she asked me to pray for her and her baby. We prayed. And then she asked me this amazing question. She said, "Could God ever love someone like her?" So then we talked. And she asked me if the Lutheran Social Services could help. Hope was shared and the love of Christ was shared. Later, reflecting upon this experience with Otis, the social worker, I discovered a valuable lesson that I have held on to all these 40 years of my ministry. It's a lesson each of us, fallible and fragile vessels, who by God's grace have the hope and love of Christ in our hearts. What was the lesson? You're only an earthen vessel. But God has a use for cracked pots. In the name of Jesus, amen.